living is lonely. It's so lonely till I have to cry. I told my mother, father too, I told them just what I was going to do. If I leave for one more year, I'm packing my bags, getting away from here. The town I live in is, so lonely till I have to cry. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cried. Tell her that I love her. Tell her to come on home. No, I don't want to dream alone.
Scratch it. That's what I'm talking about. Tim Harpo, Baby Scratch My Back. As always, it goes out for everybody at the dog park. It goes out for Tim, Lynn, Julio, and Rod. It goes out for Cliff, Mary, Ian, Faye. It goes out for the dog park crew. It goes out for Tim's wife, Jan, also. Dog park crew. And it goes out for Tim's dog, Zoe. It goes out for my dog, Shadow, who is always on the sofa listening to the show. It's my best buddy, Ron, and Santa Cruz dog, Charlie. And, yeah, I think that angles it for Julio's dog, Mia. Baby, scratch my back. All right. We are approaching the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to start moving out of the soul music stuff, and we're going to first of all, I'm going to play one from a good friend of the show. I'm going to play Marcus Lopez, the Mission Vario Project, Que Date Cacamingo. He's going to have a brand new release out really soon. I believe it's called Sambalera, and it's on all major platforms, and you can get it from his homepage too. I'm going to have to write that down. I'm not exactly sure of the URL, but it's definitely a better deal for him. But if you buy it from the Mission Vario Project webpage, we got Que Date Cacamingo, Mission Vario Project.
for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. Usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. Slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. Drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, married it away. Laughed at him, well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts.
stage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, studying her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. It said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Request Rosemary, Lily, and the Jack of Hearts, Bob Dylan, going out for my best buddy Ron in Santa Cruz. And before that, we heard Que Date Comingo, Mission Broga Project, Marcus Lopez, a great friend of the show. Okay, we're going to get back to playing some blues right now.
I'm
Radio Valencia, San Francisco. Like I am, Mark. This is Drop the Charges. That one's going out to my good friend Sarah. It's Walter Horn's classic Easy. That's kind of supposed to be one of Walter Horn's blues masterpiece. Such a master of blues harp. It might not be as rocking as Sarah would have quite liked, but I did play Skinny Woman by Chard Muscle. I to make up for it, and I slipped in there Hard Grind by Wild Jimmy Spruill. Okay, got a request going out for Ron and Santa Cruz. Wants to hear a little bit of Allman Brothers. Don't keep me wondering why.
say,
see you.
29 Ways, Coco Taylor, off the record, self-titled, Coco Taylor, produced by Willie Dixon. Before that, Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog. She did it before Elvis, and like, I love Elvis's version, but got to give the edge to Big Mama on that one, man. She tears it up. Big Mama Thornton in Europe on Our Hooli Records, produced by Chris Strockwitz of Our Hooli. And before that, we heard, "You can have my husband, but don't mess with my man," Coco Taylor again. All right, we're going to change it up a little bit. I'm always a little relieved. I sometimes do play digital files. I'm always a little relieved where I can kind of get through playing the files I want without some technical mishap happening. But anyway, like, we're back to home. We're back to playing vinyl right now. So it's a little bit more chill here in the studio. I mean, sometimes I feel like I need a third arm here. But anyway, all right, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to hear a little bit of Miss Nina Simone.
Sister Carolyn saying, "Aretha, Come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. And when I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain. Gotta find me an angel to fly.
Suitcase of memories. time after. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you said. And then you say, go slow, I fall behind. Second hand unwinds. If you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. The drum beats out of time. If you lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
Time after time. I haven't seen them play around here for like a long time, but I'm assuming that they still live here. I'm actually not sure, but they're running for like a long time. Tuck and Patty. And before that, we heard Aretha, Gotta Find Me an Angel. I mean, there's so many great Aretha songs, but I mean, and that one wasn't, I don't even think that one was a huge hit, but that's just my personal favorite, Gotta Find Me an Angel, like Aretha. And before that, My Baby Just Cares For Me, Nina Simone. Man, I managed to make it through the show without any major technical blunders. Anyway, I'll go right. It's about time, almost time for me to get out of here. Be safe, everybody. Look, I have to say, opinions on the show are those of the host. and not those of Radio Valencia. Let's get a ceasefire now. Peace now. See you next week.
Song we sing, fear's we will die.